Okay, we'll be starting the Mishnah Daf Chof Amud Aleph. We'll have to make Tashlum, and we didn't finish Yutes Amud Beis yet, but for the new term, we'll start Chof Amud Aleph. The din is that there's a pasuk in the Torah that if a man dies and he was married and he leaves no children, no grandchildren, no descendants, so his wife has to have either Yibum or Chalitza, and it's preferable to have Yibum Mitzvah, Yibum Koydemus, Mitzvah Chalitza. And we learned the Gemara Lametesim base. Abishol says that Bizman Azeh, since they miskabnim la mitzvah, so you're not allowed to do yibum, so mitzvah chalitza kedemis la mitzvah yibum. And the Gemara says that the psak went back and forth, and different generations they paskin like Abishol, different generations they paskin like the Chachamim. And we learned already that Samachloikis halacha lamaisa, what's the story Bizman Azeh? So the big Tosfos on Lametesim base says that Ashkenazim follow this opinion that we assume that Bizman Azeh, Omer Rabbeinu Tam halacha kabashol. We assume that mitzvah chalitza kedemus le mitzvah sibum. Is Abishol's din a din deraisa, din derabbanon? So we had a machlekes of Rishonim about that. The simplest way to answer all the kashas is to assume, like the Nebuki Yosef, that Abishol's opinion that if you're going to perform yibum shaloi l'shem mitzvah, you'll do it because the yibum is good looking, because she's wealthy, because yichas, or for whatever other reason other than l'shem mitzvah, that kilo pageh b'erva, that it's only a chumer mid'rabbanan. That's the pashim shan. And some Rishonim, the Ramban, and a small group of Rishonim, minority group, assumed that Abishol's din is a din d'raisa, and they got into hot water. It's very problematic. You have so many steers, you have so many kashas from all over the place. The easiest is to learn that Abishol's din is only mid'rabbanan. And the Sfaradim do not accept this Shitas Rabbeinu Tam in this top thesis on Lamentas and Beis. The Sfaradim assume that even Mizman Azeh, the din is that mitzvah yibum kodemus la mitzvah chalitza, nothing changed, that we don't accept Abishol's opinion. Fine. We had, when we started the Masichta, we mentioned that there is a machlokes, the Rambam and other Rishonim, whether yibum and chalitza constitute two distinct mitzvahs, or it's one mitzvah. So the Rambam claims that there are two distinct mitzvahs in the minyan mitzvahs, and he proves it from the fact that the Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Bchairis, mitzvah yibum kodemus la mitzvah chalitza. So you see that the Mishnah refers to this as mitzvah yibum, this is mitzvah chalitza, so the two distinct mitzvahs. Wasn't that convincing, just because the Mishnah has such an expression, that's a clear-cut proof that the two distinct mitzvahs. So other Rishonim said, that doesn't prove anything. It's one mitzvah that you have to, the Yovim has to do something. He does yibum or chalitza. So we'll have to see in our Gemara. What would it appear to indicate from our Gemara? So again, in a normal case, when a man dies, so the Yovim and the Yavama have to make up their minds whether you want to have yibum or chalitza. We learned it in Yavama Yovah Aleha. So the Gemara Darshan, even Bal Korcha, doesn't mean he's permitted to it. To be honest, the Yavama Bal Korcha, husband is not permitted to be ma'anis his wife bal korcha. So the Yavam is not allowed to be ma'anis the Yavama bal korcha. Certainly it's an Isser. It's a chovel b'chaveira. If the woman doesn't agree, it's an Isser chavola. For sure it's an Isser. The Gemara just means to say that unlike Kiddushin, that if a man is mekadesh an isha bal korcha, he does kesef shtara bia bal korcha, she doesn't agree to marry him, the Kiddushin does not take effect. Here the din is, Yavama yavaleha, even if he does it bal korcha, the issues is chal, but not that he's permitted to do a bal korcha. So so normally we say that the person has an option of either doing yibum or chalitza, and they both have to make up together. They both have to agree. If let's say there's a major age gap between the two, so we had the Gemara in the beginning of the first perek. The Gemara says that lo sachs m'shor b'disha is written right next to Yavama Yavo Aleho, right near the parsha of Yavama Yavo Aleho, to indicate that ein chos m'maisa, if the Bezin thinks that it's not a wise idea that they should perform Yibum, there's a major age gap between the two, for whatever reason. Let's say the Yavam Redi has another wife, so what's he going to do, Bizman Azeh, what's he going to do with two wives? He's going to marry her and then divorce her. So maybe it's already easier to do the chalitza. Well, should he be miyabim her and then divorce? Do the chalitza already. So sometimes the Bezin will intervene and recommend that instead of doing yibum, they should do chalitza. Sometimes they recommend instead of doing chalitza, they should yibum. Okay, we should always listen to the recommendation of the rabbanim. In all of life, we should listen to recommendations. So normally you have an option, either yibum or chalitza. depending if they both agree to the Yibum. Can't do it, it's not proper to do it to Bal Korcha, and only if it makes sense. And then the Mishnah has here, for the first time, you have certain cases that to have a Yevama where you only perform Chalitza, you don't perform Yibum. Why is that? Why don't you perform Yibum? So the Mishnah starts off with the repeat from the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Klal Omer B'Yevama Kol Shehi Iser Erva. Let's say my brother married my daughter, and then my brother dies leaving no children, so Bito is not Nisya Bemes, and she's not Choletzes either. That was the opening Mishnah, Pturis, the Tezvav Nashim, Pturis Min HaChalitza Min HaYibam. There's no Zika at all. So that's how the Mishnah starts off. Kol Shehi Erva Lo Choletzes Lo Nisya Bemes. Not only she is not Choletzes Lo Nisya Bemes, that's what we had at the end of the first Perek HaMachlekes B'Sham and B'Sil. What's the din of Tzoras Abbas? So the opening Mishnah in the Masechta has already adopted the Shitas Beis Hillel Halacha L'Maisa, that the Tzoras Erva Lo Chaletz of Shlomos Yabem. Just like there's no Zika for the Erva herself, so there's no Zika for the Tzoras Erva either. And the Gemara assumes that that's implicit in our Mishnah, even though the Mishnah doesn't say a word about Tzoras Erva, but it's implicit. The Mishnah is alluding back to the opening Mishnah in the Masechta, that there's no Zika at all, not for the Erva, not for the Tzaras Erva. That's why the Gemara starts off commenting, when they make this big Klal Omro B'Yivama, a big universal rule, what are they universal? What are they making it into a universal Klal? The Mishnah said, Chamesh HaSer Noshim, Patras Tzaras Eim et Tzaras HaSeim. What's added on by saying this is the Klal? So the Gemara says, Klal Asui Mai, sounds like you marbe something in addition to the Chamesh HaSer Noshim. The Mishnah only gives you, the first Mishnah gives you the list of the 15 Arayas. And when you're making a general statement out of it, Klal Omer Chachamim, sounds like you're adding on another case. So the Gemara says, Lasui Mai, what are you adding on? Amar Rav Bar Papa, Lasui Tzara Silenus, Kide Ravasi. That's an Adas Yubes. Ravasi said, if the Almana, whose husband died, who left no children, if the Almana is an islander, so we learn out from the Pasuk, again, just to review, the Pasuk says, what does the Pasuk say? V'hoi ha'b'chor sh'teila yokom moshe mocha v'hameis v'lo yimoche shmo b'Yisrael. So the Gemara says, in kol ha'Torah kula we say, ein ha'mikra yotze midei pshuto, except for this Pasuk. In kol ha'Torah kula, whenever you have additional drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh, that's over and above the pshuto shal mikra. The pshuto shal mikra is also emes. That's on chov dal and amen aleph. Omar Rav, afagav te b'chol ha'Torah kula ein ha'mikra yotze midei pshutoi. That's a Gemara. It says on the margin on Daf Chav Dalet and Aleph, it says that memra in Amik Yotzim Depshut appears also in Shabbos Daf Samach Gimel and Aleph. Shabbos Daf Samach Gimel, the Gemara said there was an Amora who was learning in Yeshiva for years and years and years, and he never knew that. He never realized that Pshutu Shal Mikra is binding. He thought only the drushes of the Torah Shmal Peh. Pshutu Shal Mikra is a disguise, it's a costume, and it doesn't mean a thing. The only thing that's emes halacha lemaisa, the only thing that's binding, are the drushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh. Until after many years of learning in the yeshiva, the Rebbe told them, no, ein amikri yotze midei pshutoi. The pshutu shel mikra is also binding. That's what we mentioned. The Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam writes that he's only going to include in the Minyan Taryag, the 613 mitzvahs, only going to include mitzvahs that are lefi pshutu shel mikra. If you have a drusha of the Torah Shabbat Peh, he's not going to include that in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Then he says, and he's not going to include Dinim Derabbanan. He has 14 Sharashim, 14 Klolim, guiding principles, what belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, what not. So he says, we're not going to count Mitzvahs Derabbanan, because says Taryag Mitzvahs, Namelol Moshe Misinai, and the Mitzvahs from Derabbanan were not given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Then he says, we're not going to include Roshas of the Torah Shabbat Peh either. So the Ramban picks on the Rambam, and he has a long attack against the Rambam. What's the matter? What he doesn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh min HaShemayim. He thinks the whole drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh is only with the Rabbanan. How can he say such a thing? It's not true. The Gemara says, Ein ha'mikra yotze midei pshuto. So the Ramban writes, the Chazal never said, Ein ba'mikra ela pshuto. The only thing that's emes is pshuto. Whenever something is a drusha, it's only an asmachta. The Gemara never said that. The Gemara said, Ein ha'mikri yotzim de pshuta, the pshuta shal mikra is also emes, but the drushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh are certainly emes. That's the Gemara he quotes, the Ramban, the Sefer HaMitzvah, he quotes that Gemara in Shabbos Dav Samach Gimel, that the Gemara said that this Amora was learning in the yeshiva for so many years, and he never realized pshuta shal mikra is also halachic. He thought just only the derashas of the Torah Shabbal Peh. Till the Rebbe said after many years, no, enemik yotz meshut, pshita is also emes. So here, the Gemara says, Amar Rave, afagav te b'chala terakul, even though the rest of Chumash, pshuta shal mikra is binding, hocha, asoy gzera shava, pikte mi pashta legam, it is pasik, vaya p'chosh etele yokha shmachem ha'meis, vaya mach shmach v'yisrael, is not to be understood kipshuta. The simple translation is that the first baby that's born to this couple, the Yavam was Miyabim, the Yavama, so they should name the Pchor, the first baby should be named after the man who died. So the Pasuk already doesn't read state. Vaya Pchor Shetele Yakam Hashem, Ochiv Hameis. It's not his Ochiv. It's not the brother of the baby. It's the uncle of the baby. The baby is the son of the Yavam, and the Yavam is a brother of the Nifter. So it should say Yokam Hashem Dodo Hameis. So the Gemara says the whole Pasuk doesn't read straight, and we ignore Pshutu Shal Mikra on this Pasuk. And every phrase in the Pasuk is a remiss to a chunk of Torah Shabbat Peh. Hoy Apchor is Mitzvah the Godly Abim. That's the Mishnah Chav Dalin and Aleph. Mitzvah the Godly Abim. If you have a few brothers, so the oldest brother should perform the Ibam of Chalitza. Ashatele, it is prat la'ilanis, that if the almana is an islandist, so there's no din of Yibam Achalitza, there's no zik at all. Yokam HaShemachav HaMeis is a din of Yerusha, that the man died and he leaves no children, so there's no Yarshim, so the brothers get the Yerusha. Let's say he has 10 surviving brothers, all the brothers divide it up and they get an equal share. But if one of the brothers is Miyabim, the Yavama, then we say Yokam HaShemachav HaMeis, he gets the whole Yerusha. The one that performs the Yibum gets the whole Yerusha. V'layim machishma b'Yisrael is prat l'saris if the man who died or the man who's doing the Yibum, if one of the two of them is a saris, so there's no din of Yibum machalitza, there's no zikero. Just like by islandists, there's no zikero. The Ravasi says, so that's the pasuk. Chavdal and Amnal, the Gemara takes that pasuk, v'ayab chorshet teile, the Gemara breaks it down to its phrases, and each phrase is an allusion to a different drosha of the Torah Shabbat Peh, and there's no pshuta shal mikra over here at all. This is an exception to the rule that a mikra yaitzim de pshuta. He says this is the one and only. That's what Rabbi sounds like. This is the one and only pasuk in the whole Chumash that ha mikra yaitzim de pshuta. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say, commenting on the Mishnah in Yodayim, the Mishnah in Maseches Yodayim says that there's a dimma derabban that kisvei hakodesh mitamenes hayodayim. If he touched the parchment of the Sefer Torah, he touched the Eitz Chaim of the Sefer Torah, so there's a Chumra Midi Rabbanon, it's Metamni Sayyidah. So the Mishnah says, all of the Chof Dalek Kisvei HaKodesh are Metamni Sayyidah. So what's included in Kisvei HaKodesh, what's not? So it's really a discussion in the first Perek in Baba Basra. The Gemara lists off which are the 24 Svarim in the Kisvei HaKodesh. So the Mishnah in Yodayim speaks about it because of the Din of Tumah Sayyidah. Whoever touches the cloth, the parchment of the Kisvei HaKodesh, it's Mentamis Yadayim. So the Mishnah has a debate which Svarim belong. The Gemara has, until the days of Dama Roim, there was Machloekes about Megillah Esther. But the Megillah Esther Mentamis Yadayim, that's in Maseches Megillah and Dav Zayin. That was finally always Gepaskent in the days of Dama Roim, that Esther is Mentamis Yadayim, that there were 24 Kisvei HaKodesh. There were others who debated, they said there were only 23 Kisvei HaKodesh. Esther is not part of the Tanakh. And we have accepted the opinion that it is. In the Dead Sea Scrolls, they found all the 23, and it was missing the Megillah Esther. So they weren't sure, was it a lending library and someone borrowed it? Now if you look in my libraries, I have a set of the Stechem, and I'm missing one volume. I lent it to my father. My father never gave it back, and my father passed away. I'll probably never get it back. Whatever. Or so it's not that the Stechemed has one volume less. I'm missing a volume. Okay, I have other sets. I'm missing one volume. I lent it to someone, never got it back. So they're not sure whether when they found the Dead Sea Scrolls, they only found 23. Was it a lending library? Someone borrowed it and never gave it back? Or in this community, they followed that opinion, which until the days of the Amoraim, there was such an opinion. Esther is not part of the Kisvei HaKodesh. So Esther was an ongoing debate. And then there was a machloikus regarding, there was a discussion regarding whether they should include Yecheskel or not, because there are lines in Yecheskel that contradict Pesukim in the Chumash. So they finally decided, they spent many sleepless nights discussing the difficult Pesukim in Yecheskel. That's how the Gemara says. They used a lot of oil they burnt a lot of, they burnt the midnight oil, and they stayed up a lot of nights until they were meyashiv all the different psukim, the questionable psukim in Yechezkel, and they incorporated it into the Kisvei HaKadosh. Then the question about Mishlei, is it just Chochmasa Shel Shloima, or was it written Baruch HaKadosh? And then Shir Hashir. So Rabbi Akiva says, Shir Hashirim? Shir Hashirim was never on the debate. Kol HaSvarim Kodesh, V'Shir Hashirim Kodesh Kadoshim. What does that mean? Kol HaSvarim Kodesh, Shir Hashirim Kodesh Kadoshim. So Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say over the Pshat that appears in Svarim, in earlier Svarim, that Kol HaSvarim Kodesh means all the other 24 Svarim of the Tanakh is Ein HaMiki Yotzimidei Pshuto, and then you have additional level of interpretation, the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh. So that's called Kodesh, because it's not all, Pshuto Shel Mikra is also Emes. Pshuto Shel Mikra a lot of times is bland, and the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh, those are Lebedik already. As opposed to Shir HaShirim, is Kodesh Kodoshim, there is no Pshuto Shel Mikra. Pshuto Shel Mikra sounds like it's a love song, a love story between a boy and a girl. So the Pshuto Shel Mikra is just a mashal, and the only thing that's Emes is the drush of the Torah Shebal Peh, the interpretations of the Chachamim. So either Rava says on Chav Dalem and Aleph that you have this one pasuk in the Chumash. The rest of the Chumash is certainly Ein HaMikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto. The Pshuto Shel Mikra is true, and the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh are certainly true, that everybody knew all along. Even the Pshuto Shel Mikra is true. And then he says, this one pasuk, this is an exception to the rule. So that's the Shaila. Rav Asi was Mechadish on Yud Beis Amar Aleph. My brother dies, and he was married to two wives, and he doesn't have any children at all. At the time of his death, he has no living descendants. So one of the two wives that he was married to happens to be an islandess. So the islandess is Einem Misya Bemis, Einem Choletzis, Einem Misya Bemis. That's the pasuk Hashetelet, Oyam Shchot Shetelet, Pratla Islandess, Sheini Yoledes. So there's no Zika at all. There's no Yibam. There's no Chalitza. So now the question is, do you say that since one of the two wives is an islandess, and therefore she becomes an Eshesach, Shaloi B'makam Mitzvah, so it'll be an Isakares, Eshesach is always Isakares, unless it's B'makam Mitzvah, then it's Mutter. Islandess is not included. There's no Zika, there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza, there's nothing. So do you say that just like the islandess has an Isar Eshesach, so the co-wife, the other wife, is a Tzores Erva? She's a islandess is not an Erva. But if the islandess is b'makam yibum, a case b'makam yibum, so she'll be an erva of eshesach, she'll be b'makam mitzvah. So then the tzara, the co-wife, should be forbidden because of tzara. So that was Rav Asi's chiddush, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's not so. On the top of Yud Beis and the Beis, I think Rava came to that conclusion. Hilchasa, Omar Rava, that's the last two words on Yud Beis and Aleph, going over to Yud Beis and the Beis, Hilchasa, Tzoras Islandess is Muteris. She is Misya Bemis. There's no, against Rav Asi. We don't accept Rav Asi's opinion. The Rashi explained why. Rashi quotes in the name of the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, which was written in the days of the Gaonim. Every so often Rashi and Tosis will quote it. Rashi quotes from the Sefer Halachas Gedolos that Tzoras Erevo is only Asura B'maka Mitzvah. Shelo B'maka Mitzvah Tzoras Erevo is Muteris. Let's say a stranger was married to my daughter and to another woman. And then the stranger dies. So I'm not allowed to marry my daughter. Of course, it's an Isar Erva. I'm permitted to marry the Tzoras Erva, the co-wife. The only time Tzoras Erva is Asura, when it's Tzoras Erva, B'maka Mitzvah Sibum. Then it's Asura. So the Halachas Gedolos, the Rashi quotes on the top of Yud Beis and Beis, Halachas Gedolos says that since an islandess is always excluded from the whole parsha, Shetelet Pratla islandess, so when my brother dies and he leaves two wives, one is an islandess, one is a regular healthy woman, that's not called Tzoras Erva B'makam Mitzvah. Since the islandess is not at all in the parsha, she's excluded from the parsha, so she's considered as if it's Shelo B'makam Mitzvah. So the Tzoras Erva will be Muteris, because it's called Tzoras Erva Shelo B'makam Mitzvah. I don't know. If I would have been entitled to an opinion, I would have voted like Rav Asi. Not entitled to an opinion. Okay. The Halach is like Rav. Rav said, Hilchus of the Din is against... The din is against Rav Asi. So that's what the Gemara is pilpiling over here. Chofam et Aleph. The opening line of Mishnah, just repeating what it says in the first Mishnah. Chamesh esri noshim. By Erva, there's no Zika, there's no Chalitza, there's no Yim, there's nothing with nothing. And implicit in the Mishnah that Sarasa is also Asura. Tzoras Erva also, no Zika, no Chalitza, no Yim, nothing. And why does it say, Klal Omru, Biyavama, sounds like it's being Marba, Klal Asu Imai. Amaraf Mapala Suitsaras Islandis to Kid Ravas. Then Masrika the Amri, others say not so. That the Mishnah spells out who is this? Klalomer Bivama, if it's an Isa Everlochalets is almost abems. It's alluding back to the Chamesh Esri Arayas in the opening Mishnah. So the Ika Yamin, the other version has it as Fakir. That's the Psak Allah is like the Ika Yamin, like Rava. Kol she Suris Ereva, who the Asirat Sarasa? Loy Suris Ereva, Sarasa Loyasa Lemute, Ma Lemute. Tsaras Island is a Deloke Ravas. That's what we accept, the second version, because that corresponds to Rava. Rava on the top of Yud Beis and Mebeis. That Tsaras Ereva is Misyabemis. Tsaras Islandis is Misyabemis. And the explanation given by the Bahag is that it's considered Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. Fine. So the first two lines in the Mishnah are just repeating what we learned in the opening Mishnah in the Masechta, that whenever there's my brother dies, and the wife that he was married to, if the wife he was married to is an erva to him, so it's saying Kiddush and Tovson. So there's nothing to discuss, and no Zika, there's no Chalitza, there's no Yim. He was never married to her. But she was not an erva to the husband who died. She's an erva to me, to the surviving brother. So since she's an erva to me, that's what we learned after the pasuk. There's no chalitza, there's no yibum shayin, no problem. What happens if you have an isa mitzvah, v'isa kedusha, not an erva with chayvi krisis? If you have an isa mitzvah, or isa kedusha, then the din is choletzes v'lo misyabemes. What do the terms mean? What's an isa mitzvah? What's an isa kedusha? So that's a machlokes hatanaim. So the Mishnah gives one explanation. The Gemara quotes a brisa, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Machlif, the opposite. The Mishnah says, by the tiny letter Gimel, in the Mishnah Chof HaMenal, Isa Mitzvah is Shnius Medivrei Sofer. There's a whole list of relatives who are forbidden marriages Min HaTorah. Then the Gemara is going to start a whole list of relatives that are Rosa Midirabbanan. That's on Chof Aleph HaMenalev, about 20 lines from the bottom. You have two dots. It says, Tanar Abbanan, Mahim, what does it say? Mahim Ashnias, who are the Shnias that are Rosa Midirabbanan? The Gemara gives you a whole list of relatives that are forbidden Midirabbanan. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisuri Bia starts off, you have Arayis min HaTorah, Gili Arayis min HaTorah, that's chorus. Then you have Arayis midirabbanan, Shnius la'arayis, that's an erva midirabbanan. Then you have Chayvi Lavin. Chayvi Lavin arosa min HaTorah. So shouldn't the Rambam have listed off Chayvi Krisis, Arayis, then Chayvi Lavin, and then Shnius midirabbanan? So the answer is no. In a certain sense, Chayvi Lavin are more chomer than Shnius, because Chayvi Lavin is Nisa Deraisa, and Shnius is only Midirabbanan. But in another sense, the Rambam says Shnius are more chomer than Chayvi Lavin, because Shnius are Shnius La'arayis, Midirabbanan, it's a Nisa Erva. And Chayvi Lavin is not called an Erva, it's a lower level, it's not called an Erva. Rav Moshe Feinstein has in his Tshuvas, he explains, the Shachan Yeridei and the Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, the Simen about Yoharek Valyavar. So it says that there were three Averis HaChamuras, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Ra'as, and Shvi'ah Chasdamim, where we say Yoharek Valyavar. So the Shach quotes from earlier Poskim that you only say Yoharek Valyavar on Arayis de Araisa. On Shnius Midirabbanon, it's only an Erev Midirabbanon, there's no Yoharek Valyavar because it's only Midirabbanon. So Rabbi Kivegar on the bottom of the page, printed in the Yeridei on the Gilyan, is bothered with Akasha. Why did the Shach write that on Shnius Medivrei Soifrim, you don't say Yoharek Valyavar because it's only Midirabbanan? You should have said a bigger Chiddush. Even a Chayvi Lavin, which is an Issa Deraisa, also you don't say Yoharek Valyavar because it's not Gilei Arayis. Gilei Arayis is only Chayvi Krisis. If it's only Chayvi Lavin, it's an Issa Bia. Issa Bia is not the same as Arayis. Arayis is only Chayvi Krisis, where it's Enki Dushin Tovs. That's Rabbi Kedegis Kasha on the Shach. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein comes to be Miyashiv the Kasha. So he says, that is no Yoharek Valyavar and Chayvi Lavin, that's more poshut, because that's not called Gilei Arayis. But the Shach was raising an issue, maybe since Shnius Medivrei Soifrim are Arayis Midirabbana. So just like on the level of the Raisa, there's a klal of Yoharek Valyavar and Arayis the Raisa, maybe you should say Yoharek Valyavar and Arayis the Rabbana. The Shach tells you a bigger chiddush than what Rabbi Kivega quoted. Even on Shnius Medivrei Seifrim, which are a nerva midirabbanan, you still don't say Yoharek Valyavar. But on Chayvi Lavin, maybe the Shach held that that's more pashut, because that's not called Gilei Arayis. That's called an Isa Bia. It's not considered Gilei Arayis. In what sense do you say that Shnius Medivrei Seifrim are more chomer than Chayvi Lavin? I would have thought maybe that there should be Yoharek Valyavar. So the Shach quotes from Rishonim that there isn't. Is there any halacha where you say that Shnia Samoch Choma Dechai V'Lavin? So the Avnei Miluim has a discussion of this. Maybe I should say that just like on the level of the Raisa Enki Dushin Tovsin Ba'arayis, maybe Midrabbanan I should say that Enki Dushin Tovsin Bishniyos. Is there such a thing? Ein kiddushin tofsin min haTorah kiddushin haTofsin. Midrabbanan is ein kiddushin tofsin. Let's say, for example, there's a big discussion in Rishonim. Let's say a man is mekadosh and isha beinol beinot. No one is watching. So the Gemara says the kiddushin anatchal. There's a Gemara kiddushin dafsam chaim beis that kiddushin are only tofsin if you have edim watching. That's why Rab Chaim coined an expression has to be what we call it edus lekiyam adovin. If the Edom are not watching, the Kiddushin doesn't happen. Rab Chaim coined that expression. The Beis Halevi talks about in a Tshuva, talks about the difference to Edus L'Kiyam Adov and Edus L'Bir Adov, but each one takes him a paragraph to explain what it is. He didn't have a term for it. Rab Chaim made it Bekitza, he streamlined it. He said, this is Edus L'Kiyam Adov, this is Edus L'Bir Adov. Everybody always knew what the difference was. Beis Halevi didn't discover America, he just quoted the Gemara. But Rab Chaim coined the expression by kiddushin and say this l'kim adav. So what's the din if someone is mekadosh and isha, and the only two witnesses who are watching are kosher la'edus min haTorah and posel la'edus min derabbanan? You have people who are posel la'edus min derabbanan. Let's say, for example, you have two sisters are married to two husbands. So they, let's say, if you have two brothers, they're posel la'edus to serve together as Edus, or one is posel Edus to testify about the other one, that's called Rishon Berishon. Let's say you have a brother and a sister is married. So the brother-in-law, the brother and a sister, and the sister is married. So the brother-in-law is a psul deraisa. I say, Balki Ishtai, and it's Rishon Berishon, so it's a psul deraisa. What if you have two sisters who are both married? So that's Rishon Berishon with two Balki Ishtais. So the Ramon, Choshen Mishpat, the Simen about Kroivim, Psulim Leidus, around Simen Lamedalad or so, so the Ramah writes over there, he quotes the Ramban in the Melchamas in Sanhedrin, and the third parak, Ramban writes that twice Balki Ishtoi is only Midi Rabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, you only say Balki Ishtoi once, you don't say more than once. So let's say you have such a case. I remember we had, there was a boy who got smicha from Jews College in London, and then he was a practicing rabbi in London for a few years, and then he moved to America and he learned here for smicha. So he was, and then he learned in the Kollel also, and that year that he was in the Kollel, every year we learned something else. That year we were learning the Sugya of Kroivim Psulim La'edus in Sanhedrin. So he was surprised to hear that brothers-in-law are posel la'edus. He said when he was in the rabbinate, many, many times, he and his brother-in-law would serve as the Edim, as the kosher Edim, Baruch Hasanah. He didn't realize that, the posel la'edus. But it was his brother-in-law based on two Balki Ishtais. There were two sisters, and each sister was married, so he thought, how could that be that that's related? So his mind was working correctly on the level of the Raisa, but with the Rabbanan, the din is, that's called Giso. Giso means, Balach also is a brother-in-law with one Balki Ishtar, so that's a Psul Deraisa. But Giso is a technical term that refers to two sisters married to two husbands, so it's only Rishon Berishon based on a double Balki Ishtar. So that's the Ramon, Choshen Mishpat, quotes the Melchamas, the Ramban Melchamas in the third pairing of Sanhedrin, that whenever you're using Balki Ishta twice by Giso, it's only a Psul de Rabban. So what's Taka the Din? A man is Mekadosh and Isha, and the only two Kosher Eidim who are present, the only two Shamir Shabbos who are not, Aganef is Pasul Eidus, and a person is a Balaver is also Pasul Eidus. So let's say they're not Ganofim and they're not the Rishoim, but they're brothers-in-law, they're Giso, so which is Kosher and HaTorah, and Pasim the Rabbanim. So what would the din be in such a situation? The man was Mekadosh and Isha in the presence of two Eidim who are Pasim the Rabbanim. So there's a long Shilti Agibarim in the third Perek in Sanhedrin, when the Mishnah lists off all of Psul Eidim. So the Shilti Agibarim has this discussion, and it's quoted by the Poskim in Shulchan. Shilti Agibarim lived in the, before the days of the Ramah. The Ramah every so often quotes from the Hagos Alfasi. That's the Shilti Agibarim. So the Shilti Gibarim quotes different opinions from the Rishonim. So some Rishonim say that Afkin Rabbanu Kedushin Minei, that the Kedushin is not Chal, that they're not married. Since the Eidim are Pasul with the Rabbanan, so the Chacham declared that the Kedushin are not Gal. We don't accept that opinion. We assume the Kedushin are valid Min HaTorah, But the Kiddushin Midirabbanan are not valid. What do you mean it's not valid Midirabbanan? So Midirabbanan, there's an Issa, the husband is not allowed to live with his wife. It's like a Biasnus Midirabbanan. We consider it as if they're not married. If they want to separate later on, they're going to need a get, because on the level of their Issa, they are married. But they're not allowed to live together now until he'll be Mekadosher again in the presence of two kosher Eidim, will be kosher even Midirabbanan, because it's Midirabbanan, it's considered a Biasnus. So what would so there is such a concept that if you have a situation with Kiddush HaNachal Men HaTorah and there's some kind of a psul midirabbanan, namely the Eidim, the Eidus Likim Adav, are only psulim midirabbanan. So we say the Kiddush HaNachal Men HaTorah and midirabbanan, we treat it l'chumer as if they're not married and he has to be Mekadesher again if he wants to live with her. So what would be the din? Let's say a man is Mekadesh and Isha, who is a Shniyah. He falls in love with his grandmother, his mother's mother. So to live with your mother is an Issa Deraisa. To live with Amimo, Amaviv, that's the Braisa Chof Aleph and Menalef, Tana Rabbanan, 20 lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan, Amimo the Amaviv is only an Issa Midirabbanan. A grandmother is only an Issa Midirabbanan. So what's the din? The grandson falls in love with the grandmother, or whatever, grandmother falls in love with the grandson, and he gives his grandmother a ring, it means the grandfather is no longer alive, or he divorced the grandmother, whatever. If she's an Eish Zish, ain't Kiddushin Tosin Eish Zish. So the grandfather is out of the picture, no grandfather. So he gives a ring to the grandmother. So in HaTorah, Kiddushin HaTopsin, Hashad is Midirabbanan. Would you say Kiddushin HaTopsin? So that's why there's a whole discussion. The Shniya is Samochom and then a Chai V'Lavin, in a certain sense. The Shniya, the Ramam says, that's what Moshe Feinstein pointed out. The Shnias Larais are Arayas Midirabbanan, because the Shnias Larais. That's what Moshe said. The Shach said a bigger Chiddush than Rabbi Kivegin. Shach said that even Shnias Larais, which is an Erev Midirabbanan, he still don't say Yehar Gval Yavar. Chai V'Lavin, of course he wouldn't say Yehar Gval Yavar. It's not Bechlal Arayas at all. But Shnias are Arayas Midirabbanan. So one might have thought that you do say Yehar Gval Yavar. That's what the Shach quotes from the earlier Paskim, that you don't say Yehar Gval Yavar if the whole Issa is only Midirabbanan. So what about over here? The din is en kiddushin tofsin ba'arayas. So if you would make the parallel to the case when the man is mekadesh and isha in the presence of two gisim, in the presence of two brothers-in-law, well, we assume that the psul eidus is only midirabbanan. We say the kiddushin atofsin min haTorah, but midirabbanan the kiddushin atofsin is considered like living be'iser with his wife, like apane habo al apnuya. So what would you say over here? Let's say the man gives a ring to his grandmother. He says, Hari Amakudeshusli. So according to the first opinion we said before, Afkin Rabbanan Kiddushin Minei. So here also, Midirabbanan, this is considered an Erev of some of the Rabbanan, the Kiddushin and Atofs. We don't follow that opinion. We don't pass like that by the man is Mekadosh Deisha in the presence of the Psuli Eidus Midirabbanan. So we wouldn't say that over here either by the Shnias La'arayis. So we would say by Shnias La'arayis, the Kiddushin Atofsin Men HaTorah, in Midirabbanan de Natchal. Midirabbanan de Natchal. But you look in the Avdim Elohim, has a discussion. Maybe Halacha L'maisa Midirabbanan de Natchal. Well, it's irrelevant over here. See, by the other case, a man marries a girl beheter. A man is Mekadosh a girl beheter. And he wants to live with her. But the Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar are Eidim Psulim Midirabbanan. So we say Midirabbanan, he's not married because the Eidim Psulim Rabbanan, it'll be a Biasnos, he has to be Mekadosh again. Here the guy's marrying his grandmother, so we're not going to tell him, be Mekadosh again. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to be Mekadosh again. You're not allowed to live with the grandmother, Midirabbanan. But the Avnei Elohim explains, where it'll chapa nafkamina. Where it'll chapa nafkamina lahaloche, did you say Midirabbanan, the shnias are in kiddush and tofs. Okay, so again, so the Mishnah talks about the Mishnah Chof HaMer Aleph. We just started this term from the Mishnah Chof HaMer Aleph. So the first line in the Mishnah is just a repeat from the opening line in the Mesichta. The Chamesh Asay Nashrim, where it's a real Erba Deraisa, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, there's no Zika, there's nothing, and even Tzorasa Kamoisa. And the Tzoras Islandess was a Machlekas, Rav Asi and Rava, and we pass like Rava that Tzoras Islandess is Misyabemis. And then in the second half of the Mishnah says, what if the woman, the Almana, who just lost her husband, is Asura to the Yavam, not an Iser Kores? It's only an Issa Mitzvah or an Issa Kedusha. What is an Issa Mitzvah? What is an Issa Kedusha? So the Mishnah says, Issa Mitzvah, Ishnias Mendibre Seifer. How does that have the connotation? Shnis b'divrei seichem, that's this whole list, the grandmother and so on. The grandmother, that Shlomo HaMelech was, goes a shnis. So why do you call that Issa mitzvah? Because the Gemara says, mitzvah l'shma divrei chachamim. And what's an Issa kedusha? Issa kedusha is the Mishnah lisof. All of these cases, that's called Issa Kedusha. Why do you call that Issa Kedusha? Because the Pasuk starts off that parsha by saying, Kedoshim Yiyu Lelakeim, and so on. So, cut it. Kedoshim Yiyu Lelakeim, so therefore that's considered the Issa Kedusha. Then the Gemara quotes a Braisa, two lines before the wide lines, on Chof Amud Aleph, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Machlif, Rabbi Yehuda, there was this old tradition from the earlier generation, before the days of Rabbi Yehuda, before the days of the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda. This is a Mishnah Keduma, this is an old Mishnah from earlier generations that if the Yavam is an Erevor, there's no Zika, there's no Chalitza, there's no Yibum, there's nothing in Sarasa Kamoisa. And if the Yavam is an Isa Mitzvah, Isa Kedusha, Choletzos Velo Misyabemis, and the tzarasa is either misyabemis or chaletzis. The din of tzaras ever doesn't apply. But in this old tradition, it was forgotten what the terms mean. Whether isa mitzvah means mitzvah l'shma divrei chachamim, that refers to shnias, and isa kedusha refers to all chavilavin, or the reverse. Rabbi Yehuda Machlef, Rabbi Yehuda said that old tradition, you should understand the word, the din is exactly the same. There's absolutely no difference halacha l'maaseh whatsoever. Just a question of the terminology. What do the words mean? So Rabbi Yehuda is machlev. He thinks that the old tradition meant, the wording meant farket. Isa mitzvah is almanu l'kain gwar gulush l'chulutza l'kain hedya. Why do you call it Isa mitzvah? Because a mitzvah natar, elah mitzvahs. And Isa kedusha refers to the dinim derabbanon. Why did the dinim derabbanon call Isa kedusha? So Gemara finally says, kadesh atzmucha b'mutaloch. Menatar, these women are really mutar. It's only a chumra mederabbanon. So that's a b'chin of kedoshim tiyu. Ramban on the Pasuk and the opening Pasuk King Kedoshim, Katz quotes that passage from the Sifra, Kadesh Atzmacha B'mutala, a person makes siyogim. Even if something strictly speaking is mutter, he should refrain sometimes. You don't have to fast Tanesim every day of the week. You're allowed to eat. If the food is kosher, you're allowed to eat it. But you shouldn't be a novel B'shus HaTorah, the Ramban says. Also included, Kadesh Atzmacha B'mutala is you should make siyogim and harchokes. There's basim b'chalav, there's rice, and then there's basim b'chalav and there's rabbanah. The Rambam lists off, there are treifas that are awesome in Atar, then there are treifas that are awesome in the Rabbanon. And here you have arayis that are awesome in Atar, and arayis that are awesome in the Rabbanon. So whenever you have a din the Rabbanon, that's the opening mission in Pirkei Avos, Anshei Knesset Gedolah received the Torah b'Masara, Hei Mama Shlosha Dvarim. So one of the Shlosha Dvarim that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah are known for is Asei Siyog LaTorah. They made a lot of Siyog, and they made a lot of Harchokas. The Baal HaTanya has a whole drasha in his collection, Likutei Torah. That's a collection of the drashas of the Baal HaTanya. He has in one of his drashas, he explains, why was it that Petkufas Bayis Sheni, they made many, many more gzeris in Siyogim and Harchokas than in Bayis Rishon? Why was it this was the policy of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah? Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were in the beginning of the Petkufas Bayis Sheni. So why was that? That in Bayis Sheni period, they felt it necessary to make more Siyogim. Shlomo HaMelech made the harchoka of Shnios La'arayis. Shlomo HaMelech made until his Yadayim and Erevin. He made a few siyogim derabbanan. The muktzah already existed when David HaMelech died on Shabbos. So the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, and Perek by Memadlikin, that the mace was muta b'chamo, and Shlomo HaMelech knew that it's an isa muktzah. How does he move the body? So he sent to Shadah to the Rabbanim in the Beis HaMedrash. He said, put a kikaretinik on the mace, and then you're allowed to carry the mace. Special kula kikaretinik. So we see that the word Gzeris already before in the days of David HaMelech, and then Shlomo HaMelech made Gzeris. But the majority, the overwhelming majority of the Gzeris were instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah later, during the period of the Bayis Sheni. So that's what the Baal HaTanya has a whole Chassidish idea. Why was that so? He says that during Bayis Rishon, the Jews had an independent Jewish government. So when we have an independent Jewish government, Yom HaTzmaut, when you have an independent Jewish government, so then the Yetzer Hara has less shlit over the Jewish people. And by Sheni, because we were not independent until the days of the Chashmonaim, when they made the rebellion against the Yevonim. Until the days of the Chashmonaim, there was no Jewish government, there was no independent Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. So because we didn't have independence, so that's why the Yetzer Hara had more of a shlit on us. And Einfach, and it gives Kabbalah sources to develop this idea. We spoke about it a little bit. That I think we must have mentioned on Parshas HaShavua. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mefarshim HaChumash, find it problematic? Why did the Rabbeinu Shalom tell Moshe Rabbeinu to ask Paro to let Bnei Yisrael go for 3 days? What kind of fake arai was that? He should have said, let them go, period. Why did he say, let them go, Elchon Nizbucha Lalakeinu Shloshas Yama, 3 days by Midbar, then they're going to disappear and they're not going to come back? Why didn't he say outright, let them go? Why such a haroma? So I mentioned that there used to be a professor here in the yeshiva who taught Tanakh before my time, in my father's time. His name is Professor Klutz. So they had, at that time, they didn't have the Beis Yitzchak yet, so the Torah journal was called Heidenu, Our Echo, Heidenu. So Professor Klutz printed at Vatora in the Heidenu in the 1930s, I think. In the 1930s, that they discovered, the archaeologists discovered that at that time, in the days of Paramelech Mitzrayim, a slave was not permitted to worship any religion, period. The slaves were treated like behemoths, and it didn't make sense. They can't have a relationship with any god, period. There's no religion. So when Moshe Rabbeinu asks Paro, Nelcha v'nizbucho le'elokeinu shloshes yamim, that's the same as saying, please let us go free. It wasn't any haroma. When he said, let us worship our god, that means free us. So once they're going to be free, so they'll be free. They'll be free to either come back to Egypt, are free to move on, to move to Eretz Yisrael, to do whatever they want. So I mentioned, even though there is no such halacha, but there's a little bit like that. We declare that an eved is pater from riya. On Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, there's a mitzvah. Everyone has to be oil regal. Yirah calls churcha. So the Mishnah says an eved is pater because the pasuk says yirah calls churcha. It says three times. The mitzvah of Ali al Aregel, to visit the Azar, it says three times in the Chumash, three different places. So one of the three places, the expression used by the Chumash is Yirah kol zechurcha as Pnei ha'odun Hashem. All the Jewish men, the women are not mechuyev in Ali al Aregel, but the men are mechuyev, Lira says Pnei ha'odun, to visit the Odon. So the Gemara says, Mi she'ein lo elo odun echad, yotzeh zeh she'yesh lo odun acher. If a person is an Eved Ivri, he's a free man. If a person is an Eved Knaini, he has an Odon, a human being. So because he has a human being Adon, he can't really relate fully to the Rebbeinu Shlom as his Adon, because he doesn't have independence. Only a person who's completely free, completely independent, has the ability to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. So that's why the Halacha says, whenever you have, let's say you have a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin, he's a fascinating institution. People always make fun of him in Chas Chinuch, and every mitzvah he discusses, what's the din of a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin? Okay. But it's a lamdish topic, chatz yeved v'chatz mecharen. So usually you say an eved knaini is not chayiv in lulav, not chayiv in sukkah, not chayiv in tzitzis and tefillin. Any mitzvah I say shas man grama, the eved is not chayiv. The eved is only chayiv in the same mitzvah as isha. You have gzereshava lola me isha. So whatever mitzvah says shas man grama, the women are pater from. So the eved is also pater from those mitzvahs. But what if you'll have a chatz yeved v'chatz mecharen? So the gemara says the chatz yeved is not chayiv, but the chatz mecharen is chayiv. So he's mechuyev to observe all of those mitzvahs asei shazman grama. The one exception to the rule is Ali al Aregel. That's the first daf in Chagiga. Why? Because the chatzi eved is not just he's a blank, he's not mechuyev. Chatzi eved is mufka from Ali al Aregel. Here it says, Pnei Hodon, Yatzeh Sheyesh Lo Od Nacher. If you have an eved, it's not chayv in tefillin. Eved is not chayv in lulav. But the chatzi ben charen is chayv. So you have half of him is a blank, and half of him is positive mechuyev. So he's mechuyev because of the hech ben charen. But when you say an eved is pata from Ali al Aregel, it's not that he's a blank. He's mufka from Ali al Aregel. See, even though mitzad the chatz ben charen, he should be mechuyev in Ali al Aregel, the half of the chatzi avdus cancels out the possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah. So we hold a little bit like that din that they dug up, that Professor Klutz dug up. That in the days of the Egyptians, whoever was a slave couldn't worship any religion, period. Because they were treated like a behemoth. Slave wasn't considered like a human being. So it's not shach to have a relationship between a behemoth and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have such a din b'negiah to Ali al Aregel. Yeah. So Nachamal, so what does the Gemara say over here? Kaddish atzmacha b'mutolach. This was Kedoshim Tiyu. Kaddish Atzmach al Mutalach is the makar for all siyogim in Harchokis. Asay siyog latar. The Mesillas Yerushalayim writes, Asay siyog latar, people make a mistake. They think the pasuk is only, the Gemara is going to quote on the next daf. On daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph. Huh? Right. The Gemara quotes that on the next daf, right smack in the middle of Chaf Aleph and Aleph, but he's quoting Vayikra Yutches. That's the concluding pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mois. Lishmatem is mishmati ledilti asas michokos atavais aile, etc. The Gemara says asay mishmeres lemishmati. So the Mesillas Yerushalayim says that people make a mistake. They think lishmatem is mishmati is a tzivui to the bezin, only to the bezin. Whatever the bezin asas is also, whatever the bezin does naser is mutter. You don't have to make your own. So he says it's not true. Whatever the bezin asas is also for Kol Yisrael. Whatever continent you live on, whatever you do for a living, whatever generation you live in, whatever the circumstances are, that's Dabar Shava L'chol Nefesh. If you happen to be in Yeshiva University where they have a college together in the same building, so there's certain chashashes that you may fall in that a guy learning a Likud may not have. A guy learning a Likud may have some Yetzahar for something that someone learning over here in the Yeshiva will not have. People in America have certain Yetzahars that people in Eretz Yisrael don't have. People in different fields and different professions in different parts of the world, and different generations have different issues. So each person who realizes that he has a problem is mukhiyif to make lishmatem is mishmati asei mishmeres lemishmati. Whatever, and a person shouldn't say, well, if the rabbis didn't prohibit it, so it must be that it's mutter. So what am I prohibiting a chumr? So he says, no, the Mitzvah Hashem says. Whatever the chachami prohibited, that's also dova shavu l'chol nefesh. That's also for everybody, whatever you do for a living. But if, because of your circumstance, you feel that there's a chashash by you, you may fall in, then you have to be careful. Lishmatem is mishmati. So the Gemara calls that over here, based on the other pasuk, Kedoshim Tiyu. Kaddish Atzmach al Mutalach. It's a good question. Why do you need two psukim to say the same thing? I don't know. That's a good question. Here the Gemara says, based on Kaddish Atzmach, Kedoshim Tiyu, Kaddish Atzmach al Mutalach. Here the Gemara says, based on Lishmatem is mishmati, Asum Mishmeres Lemishmati. So bottom line, it's the same thing. Whether you say, this was a Mishnah Keduma, this is an old Loshen Atanoim from before the days of Rab Yudah, Rab Meir, Rab Shimon, Rab Nechemiah, the Tanoim that we know. That Isa Kedusha, Isa Mitzvah, Choletzes, Velomis Yabemis, and there was a Machlekes in the later generation. What did that tradition mean? So the Mishnah says, Isa Mitzvah means Shnius Medivrei Sofim. Why is it called Mitzvah? And Issa Kedusha goes on Chayv Lavin. Why is it Chayv Lavin? Because Kedoshim Yilalake. And Rabbi Yudah and the Braisa Machlef, he said the din is exactly the same, but the terminology he switches. So he thinks that we should call the din of the Rabbanon, we should call those Issa Kedusha Kadashatz Mochab Mutaloch. He should make a Gzerin Ahachoket. And the Chayv Lavin that are not Arise, those should be called Issa Kedusha. Okay. The bottom line, it's the same thing. So what does it say in the Mishnah? That these people, the Iser Mitzvah and the Iser Kedusha, Acholetzes, Velomis Yabemes. So what's the story, Acholetzes, Velomis Yabemes? But how did we establish that by an Erva, the opening Mishnah said, by the Chamesh Eser Noshim, Potros Torosem and Achalitza Men Ayibom. No Chalitza, there's no Yibom. Vishleim Ayibom, we understand why there's no Yibom. Because by the Arayis there's an Issa Koris. So, Ein Esa Dechal Asesa Sheish B'Koris. But why did we decide that there isn't even any need for Chalitza? So the Gemara darshaned the last two lines on the Dafi Achof Amin Aleph. We already had it on Gimla Amin Aleph. The Gemara repeats it again here. We have it Rosh. It's three lines from the bottom. Omakrom Layach Matzvish Lakach Asesa Yivim Toy. If the Yovim doesn't want to perform Yibum, then they go through Chalitza. So the mashmos of the pasuk is kolor the liyibum or the chalitza kol shein el liyibum and or the chalitza. The only time you need chalitza is when they would have had an option of performing yibum. But if it's chayvi krisis, there's no option to perform any yibum. So there's no need for chalitza. There's no zik at all. So how come the Mishnah says over here that by the isa mitzvah, the isa kedusha, the first line in the Mishnah is the rule. That's what we had from Dav Beis, that from Dav Gimel. Kol shein el liyibum and el chalitza. El chalitza slomus yabemis. Nothing. How come in the next section in the Mishnah, he said mitzvah, he said kedusha, how come chaletz of slomus yabemis? If it's slomus yabemis, let it be eino chaletzus also. The Gemara says, no, there's a ribuy from a pasuk. The Gemara has it. Omer Abgidla Marav, about six lines from the bottom of Chofim and Aleph, you have a drosha from a pasuk. But also Yedimto Hashara, why does the word Yedimto repeat itself? It should have said, but also Hashara Le'eni Askenim. We're talking about the Yibama. The whole parashah is talking. The word Yedimto is Miuteres. The word Yedimto shouldn't be repeated over there. It's repeated too many times. So the Gemara Darshans, why does it say Yedimto? Yesh Lach Yibama Acheres. There is a woman. She'ayla Lachalitza Ve'ayla Li'ibam. There is a Hechitimsa. There is an exception to the rule. The rule is, V'lo Yachbatzu Yesh Lachacha Sas Yedimto. Achofetz Miyabim Kol Alayimar Alachalitza. Ayla Li'ibam Alachalitza. And then you have an exception to the rule. That sometimes there's a Yavama Acheres, there is a Yavama, who's Oyla Lachalitza, even though she's not Oyla Liva. So first the Gemara said, it must be referring to these cases. It's not talking about the case that's Atsurim with the Rabbana. You're not going to have a Pasuk that's talking about a case that's only with the Rabbana. That's only going to be an Asmachta. It's talking about Chai V'Lavin. So the Gemara says it must be talking about the Chai V'Lavin, that there's an Iser to do Yibum. Why is there an Issa to do Yibam? It's an Issa Lav. It's an Issa to do Yibam. But nonetheless, she's Choletzah. So the Gemara is going to say, how can you say that? We have a Beferish of Rice on the base that says, Masiv Ravo, on the third line on Chof on the base, there's a Brisa that says, Issa Mitzvah Issa Gedusha Bo Leho, O Choletzlo, Nifter O Tzarasa. That's the Mishnah later. Biyosa Chalitzasa Shalachas Mehem Pateres Tzarasa. When my brother dies and he leaves more than one wife, so you don't have to do chalitza to each and every wife, you don't have to do yibum to each and every wife. You do chalitza to one of them, or yibum to one of them, so you yotze. So the Gemara Amud Aleph was presenting ki'ilu, whenever you have a case of a chai v'lavin, it's a din deraisa. I learned that from the word yivimto. The word yivimto is miuteres, vals yivimto ashara, shein tamalam yivimto, the word is miuter, ma tamalam yivimto, yesh lachavam acheres, shayla lachalitza v'ne ole yibum. By Chai V'Lavin, the Gemara thought it's a Gzeres HaKosuv, that you need Chalitza even though there's no Yibam on the level of Deraisa. The Gemara says, how can it be? If there's no Yibam on the level of Deraisa, how can it be that a Bo'aleo nifter a Tzarasa? If there's no Yibam, so you Bo'aleo is an Issa Koris. You just violated Eishes Achiv. Eishes Achiv Shalab Maka Mitzvah. So how can you say that he's Kona? The only time you're kind of by Yibum if she's the kuka le Yibum. How can it be Kibbalah, my nifter atzarasa? How can it be that's impossible? So the first thing Mark kvetches, who most of the homopharical rabbi is the kasha. He said, maybe he can kvetch the tzdadim ketoni. Maybe when the Brisa says, the Brisa put together both, isa mitzvah vi isa kedusha. So the one of them is only with the rabbanon. Either Rabbi Yudah, the Rabbanim, which have either Issa Mitzvah means the Shnias Larayis, or Issa Kedusha means the Shnias Larayis. So Minatoira, the Shnias Larayis, Amis Yabemis. You're allowed to marry your grandmother Minatoira. So maybe Bo'ale, Yovam Kino, Beniftero Tzarasa, that goes on the Shnias Larayis. And Cholatz Lachas Mehem, Niftero Tzarasa, that goes on the Chai V'Lav and Derayis. That's how the Gemara said. Then the Gemara backs out from that. And it's not true. The Gemara says, Beferish Ebraisa, that it's not true. So the Gemara says that it's wrong. What we said so far is incorrect. That pasuk that tells us Yivimto, the word Yivimto is Miwateris, also Yivimto Ashara, does not refer to a case of Chai V'Lavin. A regular Chai V'Lavin is Misyabemis Minator. What happened to the Yisra Lav of the Chai V'Lavin? The answer is, Esed Dechaloy Sesne. We had a whole sugi in the first parik. You can't say Esed Dachalos Sase by the Arayas, Hosein Esed Dachalos Sase Sheish Bokaris. But it's only Chai V'Lavin, then you can say Esed Dachalos Sase. So Min HaTorah the din is Esed Dachalos Sase, and with the Rabbanu we don't permit you to do Esed Dachalos Sase. That's the first wide line on Chof HaMibes, El HaMarovo. The real answer is Min HaTorah the Chai V'Lavin have Yibam as well. But with the Rabbana, we don't permit them to do Yibum Gzeir, Birishaina, Oto Biyashnia. Tanya Ramihachi, Imbo Alukonu, Birishaina, Vasa Lakaima, Biyashnia. Imbo Alukonu, because Minatoro, Esedech Alay Sase. That's the famous Gemara. The Rava says, "Min haTorah, it's really mutter by a plain chayv elavim. It's mutter to have yibum. It's only a gzera in the rabbanon. Gzera bir rishayna ot bir shniyah. The kiyum mitzvah of yibum is only fulfilled by the bir rishayna. Bir shniyah is no longer a mitzvah of yibum. So normally, if there's no mitzvah of yibum, let it revert back to the yisur kares of eishes ach. The answer is no. Yivama yavaleh or lekach alol yisha v'yibma. So kimish yibma nasis kiyush telachal davar. So it's mutter, but that's only." That's only, Tosis explains, ought to be a shniyah. So you only say like that if the bir rishayna was mutter below tchiyas iser. But if the bir rishayna was mutter only, I did tchiyas iser, then you can't say, hold the ishtariya, ishtariya. That's what we discussed a lot when we learned the first pair. Hold the ishtariya, ishtariya. If a kohen marries an almana, then they appoint him as the kohen gadol. So when he got married to heta. So he doesn't have to divorce her. He can remain with her. Because bishas, the chasana, the shas, when he did the kiddushin, she was heta gomer. But if someone, let's say, this is the mashal that the Rashbo has, and it's quoted in the Paskim, halacha lemaisa, someone holds a gun to my head and threatened to kill me unless I marry my grandmother. So marrying the grandmother is only shnius la'arayis. So the shach said, you don't say yehorg v'yavar, and shnius la'arayis. So I'll give a ring to my grandmother, say, Ariat Mekudesh is holding the gun. And then I'll live with the grandmother. But then the guy with the gun disappears. So we say, hoel v'ishtariya, ishtariya. Since betchilas ha'ishas, it was mutter because koch nefesh is dech ha'kola torah kula. So would you say, hoel v'ishtariya, since betchilas ha'ishas, it was mutter because of koch nefesh. Dech ha'dinim derabbanan, dech ha'yisus shnius la'rayis. So I don't have to divorce my grandmother. So the Bishmul quotes Achreinim who say, of course I have to divorce the grandmother. And it's funny, that's the mashal that the Rashbon Kiddushin gave. Such exactly the same mashal. That you wouldn't say hold the ishtari ishtari. So that's what the Gemara says over here. If the bir rishayna was only muta based on esed dechalaisa say, so we won't say hold the ishtariya. The bir shni will be also. So we don't even permit bir rishayna. Say a bir rishayna ought to be a shni. That's the Gemara's maskana. Then the Gemara says hodara ma rave. The third white line. The real answer is what Rava just said. That gezer bir rishayna ought to be a shniyah. By all the chayv elavin is a mitzvah v'isa kedusha. Men atoyrot taki idoch oletz esom misyabemis. But with the rabbanon we don't permit misyabemis. But hodor amarava. Then Rava thought maybe I made a mistake. Maybe you cannot apply esed dechalaisase because of Rish Lakish's klal. Rish Lakish has a klal. Kol makom shatamotzi esed veloisase, which are in conflict with each other. So he says the klal is ese deicha lo isese is only dechuya, it's not hutra. We say that the Gemara we discussed it when we first started the Masechta. The Gemara in Yuma Davav has a machlokes hamaroyim that it turns out to be a machlokes hatanoim where the tuma hutra b'tziba or tuma dechuya b'tziba. The fact that if all the kohanim atomei you're permitted to makriv the korbanos shizmanim kavua the tminim umusafim is that Hetagomer, is that Hutra, Hetagomer, or is that Dechuya? Because he tira hatayr. What's an afkamina halacha lamaisa where the tomb is Dechuya b'tzibar, Hutra b'tzibar? The Gemara says an afkamina, should you try to avoid it? If it's Hutra, Hetagomer, so you don't even have to try to avoid it. You don't have to go invite Kohanim from a different Beisav. Every week there was a different Mishmar, and the first 6 days of the week there was 6 Batayovis, and the Mishmar, every Mishmar was divided into 6 groups. And on Shabbos, all the Mishmaris, all the Batayovis of that week would participate together. Because a lot of Kohanim would go home for Shabbos. They lived out of town. So they wouldn't hang around the Beis HaMikdash. But the first 6 days of the week, every Mishmah was divided into 6 Batayovis. So the Gemara says, let's say all the Kohanim in this Beis Av are all Tomei. Should you invite Kohanim from a different Beis Av, from yesterday's Beis Av, or tomorrow's Beis Av, that they should be Makriv the Kabbonis today with Tahara? So the Gemara says, if Tuma is Hutra B'tziba Heta Gomer, so it's Heta Gomer. The Shofi, you don't even have to try to avoid it. But if you say, the Rama Paskins, if you say Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur, not Hutra, it's only Dechuya, so it's because Shehi Tira HaTaira, so then you should try to avoid it. So that's Rish Lakish's Klal. The Gemara quotes Rish Lakish there also, in the beginning of Yom HaDavar. So Rish Lakish says, whenever you have Esed Decha Loisese, so that's the original, that's Decha. Al Pipash, that's a din of Dechuya, that's not a din of Hutra. We mentioned when we started the Masechta, a few of the Galatian Achrenim came up with a Chiddush that Rish Lakish's din is only a Chumr Midrabbanan. Min HaTorah Esed Dechala says is not really Duchui, it's really Hutra. The Pashtus in the Gemara is that it's not so. Why did they come up with such an idea that Esed Dechala says Min HaTorah is really Hutra? It's only Duchuyim and the Rabban. The Pashtus says that Min HaTorah is Duchuyim. That's the original din. The original din, whenever you have a situation of Duchuyah, if it's Epshel Lekayim Shneim, so there's no heter to be doche. A is not doche B. Whenever it's Epshel Lekayim Shneim, so Rishlokish is din. Al pi Pashtus is a din minator. So that's what Rava Vitamer Avashi entertained this following svara. Maybe by the Chai V'Lavin, here enters the issue that we mentioned, whether Yibam Machalitza are two parts of the same mitzvah or the two distinct mitzvahs. So Rav Itamar Avashi thought, Hodor Amar Rav, he gave the right answer. Dagzera bir rishon ought to be shniyah. That's the correct pshat in the Mishnah. Why we don't permit Yibum by the Issa Mitzvah, the Issa Kedusha? Why don't you say Esa Dachalai Sasei? So the answer is, Manatari you do. Manatari you're permitted to do the Yibum, but it's Dagzera bir rishon ought to be shniyah. And then Hodor Amar Rav Itamar Avashi, later on he had the misgivings. He thought, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe since it's one and the same mitzvah, either fulfill a mitzvah. The Hidr mitzvah is to do Yibum. And Shalobi Hidur is to do Chalitza mitzvah, Sibum Kaidamis, the mitzvah Chalitza, two parts to the same mitzvah. So it's Epshe Lekayim Shneim. I can fulfill a mitzvah, this one mitzvah, by doing the Chalitza. So why should I allow the person to do Yibum and violate the law of the Chayvi Lavin, of Bala Mamzeris? Tell him to do chalitz and he won't have to be in violation of anything. It's Epshe Lekayim Shneim. So then the Gemara says, no, but they backed out from that. Why did they back out? So the Gemara explains on the next line, Kivin the Epshe here, on the next daf, on the top of Chaf Aleph and Aleph, on the 6th, 7th line. So the Gemara says, doesn't it contradict Reish Lakish? How can we allow Yibum min haTorah by the Chayv Lavin? Why do we allow Yibum min haTorah? You should say Kol Makom Shatamotzi Esa V'lo Ses Efshe Lekayim Shneim. Why should you choose to do the Yibum? Do the mitzvah by doing Chalitza. So he says, no, Omalach Reish Lakish. Ki Amina no. When do I say Efshe Lekayim Shneim? It's not Doche Eche De Mikayim Mitzvah. If you'll be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Halacha, Chalitza Mamakom Yibum V'lav Mitzvah. You're not Yotze the mitzvah of Yibum. So it could be that that's how the Rambam read the Havamin of the Gemara was, that it's Epshe Lekayim Shneim, it's one and the same mitzvah, the two parts to the same mitzvah. Yibum Chalitza is one mitzvah. So Epshe Lekayim Shneim, who tells you to do Yibum? Do Chalitza? You'll be in fulfillment on the mitzvah. And the Gemara answered, no, they're two distinct mitzvahs. If you'll choose to do Chalitza, you won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah Yibum. That's maybe how the Rambam read the Maskan. Malach HaVish Lokish, when did I formulate my klal? Epshe Lekayim Shneim, Ese is not Dechala says, Hecha de Mekayim Mitzvah. If you'll fulfill a mitzvah without violating that, but here you won't fulfill a mitzvah. Chalitza Mamakam Yibum Lav Mitzvah. It's not the same mitzvah, it's a different mitzvah. It's preferable to perform mitzvah A as opposed to mitzvah B. If the two parts are the same mitzvah, so then it's Epshe Lekayim Shneim. But if the two distinct mitzvahs, then the Rambam perhaps read that was the Maskana of the Gemara. The other Rishonim say no, from the beginning to the end. The Gemara thought that it's all one mitzvah. It doesn't change. It's all part of one mitzvah. So the Gemara backed out from that. The Gemara thought maybe the reason why we don't permit Yibum is Min HaTorah, by the Iser, by the Chayv Lavin. Maybe it's Min HaTorah you don't permit the Yibum because it's Epshe Lekayim Shneim. And then back said that's not true. It's only with the Rabbanu we don't permit the Yibum because Gzeira Birishaino Oto Birishnia. This is the famous line of the Gemara. The second wide line on Chof on the base El Amarab Gzeira Birishaino Oto Birishnia. Tosis here has a famous comment, Iba Maschel Oto Birishnia. So Tosis says, Lav Dafka Nokat Birishnia. That's the Gemara later, the beginning of Perek Habol Yevim. Ha'aro means Tchilas Bia. So the truth in the matter, it's a murderous Kasha. Taisus is asking a Kasha on the Gemara. So they're already giving the answer before they ask the Kasha. Why did the Gemara have to say, we don't permit you to do Bia Rishayna because of Gzeire. He may finish the Bia Rishayna and go back to do a Bia Shnia. On Bia Shnia there's no Heter because the mitzvah is only in the Bia Rishayna. Why didn't the Gemara say, we don't allow you to do Tchilas Bia because Gzeira Tchilas Bia to Gmar Bia. He'll start the bia and then he'll finish the bia. So there's no heter for the gmar bia. The mitzvah is completed when you do the tchilas bia. So then it's a very strong kasha. It's a very strong kasha. So Taisa says, anachanami, the gmar could have said that also. It doesn't sound like it in the gmar. What do you mean the gmar could have just as well said that? So it's a better way to present the argument to say gzera tchilas bia to gmar bia. It's stronger than saying zera bia rishon or to bia shniyah. So that's why some of the Rishonim say, no, there is no gzera tchilas bia to gmar bia. If tchilas bia would be mutter, gmar bia would be mutter also. It's only also bia shniyah. Why should the gmar bia be mutter? Why should the gmar bia be mutter? So here, there are different shades of explanation. It's really mashman the gemara like that. It doesn't really, the way Tosis says, it's really dochuk in the gemara. What they say, gzera bia rishonim ato bia shniyah? It's better to should have said gzera tchilas bia to gemar bia. So some of the Rishonim say, like Tosis on Chof Amin Aleph, Dibra Maschal Yavo Ese V'yitcha Lois Ese, Tosis quotes a gemar in Sanhedrin Daf Yutes. The gemar says, Ein Isha Misaberes Mi Bia Rishonim. Ein Isha Misaberes Mi Bia Rishonim. So the... So ain't Isha Misaberis Mitchilas Bia either. Isha Zala Misaberis, if you do Gemar Bia, you have to be Mazriya. Just Haro, the Isha is not going to be Misaberis. And the Pshut Ushal Mikra says that the purpose of the Ibum is L'Hokim Shem Li'Ochiv. L'Hokim Shem Li'Ochiv. So the simple mashmas of the Pasuk is we want the Yavam to marry the Yavama, and they should have children, and that'll be Hakom Hashem, L'Hokim Shem Li'Ochiv. That's the simple pshat in the pasuk. That's what the.
And that the pasuk has no plain meaning?
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. So that's the pasuk that doesn't have the plain meaning. So Gemara rejected that. So that's what Yisrael Shem said. No, that's that pasuk. That pasuk we took out the pasuk pshat. But the pasuk says, if you do chalitza, so we say, Kochel Yasalisha Shaliyivnez Beisachiv. So it says, Shaliyivnez Beisachiv. Sounds like we wanted them to get married and to have children. How does she say? What did the Obama say? Where's the parsha of Perek Chof Hey? She says, "Be'amar me'ein yivami lehokim liochiv shem b'Yisrael lo yavo yavni." So the Gemara never said on that pasuk that it's hamikri yetsim edek pshuta. Vayapchor shetela. That's pasuk vav. So that whole pasuk the Gemara says it's yetsim edek pshuta. And then it says in Pasuk Zayin, Vim lo yachbatzish lakachaz hebimta. Also, Vimta shara el askenim, she should go to the bezin, the omra, she recites the Pasuk, Meyen yivami lahokim liochib shem be Yisrael. He does want to marry me and have children. Then we say, after you finish the chalitza, Kacha yasalish asher le yivnes beisachi. So it sounds like we do want them to have children. So that's what the Rashba said. True, the mitzvah is completed. Once you do tchilas bia, that's the opening mishnah haba yavintai. But if the yavam will continue to do the gemar bia makes it possible to have children. If you're not going to have gemar bia, the woman will not be misaberes from a tchilas bia. You can't have a baby from that. So since the main purpose of the yibum is in order to have children, that's the question. But the gemar crossed out that pasuk. But you have the other psukim. So that's why the gemar bia is still a part of the mitzvah. That's a question. Is that such a good svara? Yeah.
Or we say something about like if you're having deal with your wife and she goes like a nida, why don't we just say this is the beginning of the deal with mother, the end should also be called the ishtar and ishtar.
The tchila, if she becomes a nida in the middle, of Gemara says you're not allowed to complete the deal.
Why don't we say
hold ishtar? The hold ishtar is if the woman was muteris at the beginning of the marriage, No, you don't apply it to the bia. You don't apply it to the bia. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says along the lines that you're saying, but a little different. He says it's not only true. Take for example, there is a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin discusses the pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua. When they crossed over the Yarden in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, so the first day, the first night of Pesach, they didn't eat Chodosh. Because Chodosh, whatever, you're not allowed to eat. Then it says, on the first day Chalamoy, when they brought the Minchas HaOmer, so then the Minchas HaKrovas, Minchas HaOmer, is Mate the Chodesh, and then they were allowed to eat Chodesh. So Tesis quotes a Kasha from the Talmud Yerushalmi, why shouldn't they have been permitted to eat Chodesh on the first night of Pesach based on Eseh Dechaloy Seseh? There's a mitzvah of Achilos Matzah. So if you have plenty of matzah, that's beheter, so it's Efshel L'Kaim Shnei, so there's no heter. What if they ran out of matzah? That's Kasha. And the only matzah with which to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah leila pesach would be chadosh. So Tosis quotes Yerushalmi where they ask the question, why shouldn't I say that I said dechal I say? This is a Tosis on, where is it? Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, right? Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, the top Tosis. The top Tosis, Akrivayim Behadir Rachel. Yerushalmi asks, the pasuk in Yeshua says, "Vayochlem avoretz mimachras haPesach." On the first day Chalamoid, after they brought the akriv vaymer, v'hadarachol. First they brought the minchas haymer, then they were permitted to eat the chodesh. The Tosis, the top Tosis, Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, quotes the Yerushalmi as the kasha: what if they wouldn't have any kosher matzah to fulfill the mitzvah on the first night of Pesach? Would you be allowed to say Eseh Dechaloy Seseh? So Yerushalmi says no. And there are two explanations given. So one of the explanations is Gzeira Kazayis Rishen Ata Kazayis Sheni. We don't allow you to eat the first kazayis, because when you eat matzah, nobody eats exactly a kazayis. You enjoy matzah, so you eat a little bit more than you have to. So there's no heter to eat a little bit extra. The heter is only to eat the kazayis Rishen. There's no heter to eat extra. So that's along the lines of what Tosfos says over here. Gzeira Tchilos Bia Ata Gemar Bia. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a long essay where he says that a group of Rishonim don't accept that answer in Yerushalmi. Zerik Kazayis Rishon Ot Kazayis Sheni. They hold, not only over here where the Gemar Bia makes it possible to have children, and the whole purpose of Yibam is L'Hakim Li'Ochiv Shem B'Yisrael. Not only over here because of a local svara. No, whenever, let's say there's a mitzvah to eat a Kazayis Matzah, you don't enhance the mitzvah by having two Kazayisim. You gain more weight, that's all. But it's not a bigger Kiyam HaMitzvah. Still, since the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah leil tezvav, mishochal kazayis yotza. Instead of writing there's a mitzvah to eat kazayis matzah, he doesn't write that. He says there's a mitzvah to eat matzah leil tezvav, and once he ate a kazayis, he yotze. But it sounds from the Rambam, if you eat more than a kazayis, it's all nitfas as a chelik in the mitzvah. And you would say, if you were eating matzah shal chodesh, you wouldn't follow that Yerushalmi, that there's no heter, eseh dechaloy seseh, on the second kazayis. No, second kazayis is also nitfas as a chelik of the mitzvah. It doesn't enhance the mitzvah. Here the Gemar Bia, according to the Rashba, enhances the Kiyumah mitzvah. Because the whole purpose of the Yibam is l'hakim l'achim shem b'Yisrael, so the Yishenim is haberes metchilas bia. You need a Gemar Bia, so it enhances the mitzvah. So that's how the Rashba says over here. The Gemar Bia would also be doiche, because the Gemar Bia is an intrinsic part of the mitzvah of Yibam. But over there, by eating the second kazayis, it doesn't enhance the mitzvah at all. But still, since it's a hemshech of the kima mitzvah, it's also doiche. That's where Rabbi Yosef Engel has a long drasha, has several svarim that are entitled Oitzvus Yosef. His name is Yosef. There are several of his svarim called Oitzvus Yosef. So one volume of Oitzvus Yosef is a collection of drushes. Each drusha must have taken 6 hours. Long, long drushes. I wonder how many balabatim sat and listened from the beginning to the end. But the drushes are very pleasant. So one drusha, he has a long arichas on this. He discusses Tosfos Kasha in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Lama tokim emirin kishayim omdim, v'tokim emirin kishayim yoshvin. How can we blow many more tkiyas than we have to? So the Gemara gives a whole explanation why mid the Rabbanah, why did they introduce tkiyas, the miyushim and tkiyas, the miyumim? So Tosef asks the kasha, what do you mean? You're blowing more than you have to. Why isn't that a violation of Bal Tosef? So Tosef gives an answer. So Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests another answer, which is in the Minchas Chinuch, and the Yireim, Sefer Yireim has like this. The Chumash doesn't say explicitly how much you have to blow. Chumash says, Yom Tru Yelachem. Sounds like you blow shofar all day long. We read from the Psukim, the Gemara derives from the Psukim, you have to have either two times or three times, Tkiya Trua Tkiya. We usually say three times. Tkiya Trua Tkiya, three times. But since in the Chumash it says, Yom Tru Yelachem, if you blow more than the minimum, so everything will be an intrinsic part of the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. He won't say, since you could have been Yotzi with less, so if you did more, it's a violation of Bal Tosef. No, as much as you'll do is included in the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. It doesn't really enhance the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. It's not La Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, you should stand to blow shofar all day long. No, it doesn't enhance the mitzvah. Whenever you have a mitzvah that Lefi Pshuta Shal Mikra sounds like you got to do an awful lot. Like the Rambam writes, a mitzvah tid matzah leila pesach, leil tezvav, mishocha kazayis yotza, that if you eat a kazayis yotza, eat more than a kazayis, so then more than a kazayis also nitfas as a chelik of the mitzvah. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel wants to say. It's not like Tosef, but it's not like the Rashba either. The Rashba says over here, only over here by Yibum, there's a local svara. Why I should say that the Gemar Bia is considered a hemshech of the mitzvah, because we want the woman to be misaberis. That's the pshuto shel parsha. You want to lahakim liachib shem be Yisrael. You want it to have a baby. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says you can say like the Rashba, but lab mitameh, not only over here by Yibum, because you need the Gemar Bia to be able to become pregnant, even by Tkiya Shofar, even by eating matzah, there's room to say like that, that the mitzvah can be fulfilled in a minimum, but if you do more, it won't enhance the mitzvah, but it'll still be a hemshech of the mitzvah. The Netziv has such an idea also in the Hagdamah to his commentary on the Haggadah. So the Netziv points you to a Tosfos in the first perek in Chagiga, that a person is yotzei the mitzvah of Oilas Riya if he brings one Oilas Riya on Yom Tov. What if he wants to bring a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth? You're not allowed to do a malacha necessarily on Yom Tov. And even if you bring in karbanis, it says Hula Badi Yosel Lachem, and this week said with Parshas Boy that the Uchal Nefesh is mutter. So the Gemara has a drosha, lachem v'lo la'gavoya. You're not allowed to be makav korbanis unnecessarily on yontif. The t'minim u'mesof ma'decha yontif. And the oilas riyah is, we pass from like basil. Oilas riyah is decha yontif. So what's the heter to bring a second and a third and a fourth oilas riyah? So the Netziv shows there's a tesis in the first perek in Chagiga where tesis interprets the Gemara like that. You're permitted to bring many oilas riyah on the first day Yontif. Why? When the halacha says if you bring one yeyotze, that's is not b'di'evit, it's good l'chatchila, that's the minimum. If you want to bring more than one, it says lo yiro fanai reikon. You're not allowed to enter the azara without bringing a korban, and the implicit is that you bring an oilas riyah. Shal mechagige v'chagosim osel chag l'ashem, that's shal mechagige. An oilas riyah is based on the pasuk lo yiro fanai reikon. So if you bring one oilas riyah, yeyotze. If you have 1,000 people, should, if you want to be cheap about it, if there's economic crisis, people can't afford to bring an oil asriya, so you get 1,000 people to be shut from on one carbon oil asriya, and all 1,000 will be yotze with the one oil asriya. And if the guy's very wealthy and he doesn't want to save money, he can bring 1,000 oil asriya himself. Aye, what's that to be mechal yontif? It's a malacha to shech the beimayan yontif. And it's only muta because you have to bring an oil asriya. So then Netziv says, no. The minimum is one oil asriya. If you want to bring more than one, it's also good. It's all nitfas as a chelik of the mitzvah. Doesn't enhance the mitzvah. Probably does enhance the mitzvah. You're bringing more oil, so it does enhance the mitzvah. But it's not the same as over here, Gemar Bia. The Gemar Bia makes it more possible that she should become pregnant than the Tchilas Bia. This Rashba Svarah and disagreeing with this, a local Svarah. But the... But Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Netziv extended it to other mitzvahs also. Whenever there's a mitzvah, it can be fulfilled in the minimum. But if you want to do it more than the minimum, it's tov. So even if you do more than the minimum, it's also deicha. As the deicha says, it even goes more than the minimum. So that's a pilpul. That Tosfos says, lav davke birishayin ought to be a shniyah. He could have said gzera tchilas biyah to gmar biyah. There's no heter. No heter to do the gmar biyah. And Rabbi Yosef Engel thinks like the Rashba, that the Lashon HaGemara is meduyak, but he goes even further than the Rashba. He thinks even not only because gmar biyah makes it more likely that she'll become pregnant here, by any mitzvah, whenever there's a minimum, if you do more, is also good. He quotes this a Gemara in Perikisei Hadam. Okay. I mean, there is a shear. There is a shear. There's a minimum shear over here. You eat kazayis matzah, you yotze. But if you do more, so it's also nitfas in the mitzvah. It's also under twice in the minute.
What is the extra union with the thing that I mentioned?
I don't know. You have to look in the Mishnah there. I don't know. Why does the Mishnah only mention Apel Abigam Reg Meres Chasan? I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Rabbi Yosef Engel has another. He has a Gemara in Perek Kisui Hadam. The din is when you shecht chai v'yoif, you have to do Kisui Hadam. V'shafach hazdama v'chisoba. V'yishecht the behemah. If you eat flesh from the behemah, so you don't need kisei adam. Behemah doesn't need kisei adam. But if shecht chai v'yoif, then the pasuk says you need kisei adam. So let's say there's a chayla sheyesh b'sakone, and the doctors think that you may be able to save his life if you give him flesh today. And today is Shabbos. So the Gemara says, shecht and l'chayla b'shabbos. You're permitted to shecht, rather than tell a nochri that he should shecht an animal and it'll be an avela. If a goy shechts, it'll be nevela. Rather than have a amir liyakum, which is only the rabbanon, but then the chayla will be eating nevela. So the Gemara says it's preferable, whatever the reasons, the whole discussion in Rishonim why, but whatever the reason is, so the Gemara says shecht and lechayla b'shabbos. You're allowed to shecht the behemah that the chayla sheish b'sakana should be able to eat kosher flesh. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara in Perikis Yadam. Let's say you're shechting a chicken, not a behemah. Shechting chay v'yoif, and you need kisei adam. Are you allowed to do a malocha deraisa in order to accomplish kisei adam? Kisei adam is not ma'akev in the heter achilo. Once you did the shechita, it's already muta b'achilo. So would it be permissible, let's say, in order to do kisei adam, you have to have granulated sand. If the sand is a big chunk of earth, so you're not yotzi kisei adam. It has to be ground up. So let's say the person, in order to fulfill kisei adam on Shabbos, will have to do tochein, will have to chop up the sand, in order to do the kisei adam. Would you say, just like you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to shecht the chay v'yoy for the chayla, that's a malach of netilus neshama, so too would it be permissible to do the kisei adam? And the first thing Gemara says, yes, it would be permissible, and the maskan is no, we don't allow it. How did the Gemara think, this machlek is samaran, how did the first man dam and the Gemara think that it should be permissible to do the kisei adam? The kisei adam is not ma'akim in a heter achila. The shechita is makim and heter ashechila. So the chayla does want to eat nevela, so shechta and l'chayla b'shabbos. You don't tell him to eat nevela. But once you did the shechita, why in the world should anybody think there should be a heter to do the kisei adam? So Rabbi Yosef Engel in his long drasha quotes some Rishonim and say, based on the Gemara and kisei adam, that the kisei adam is considered the Gemara of the shechita. So since you had a heter to do the shechita, so the heter even applies to the Gemara, even though it wasn't necessary to do the Gemara. Like over here, Esed Dechalai Sesei, the Tosfos, he says in Kiddushin Lamed Ches, Esed Dechalai Sesei, the first night of Pesach, Yerushalmi says, if you have no matzah shal heter, we would really allow you to eat matzah shal chodosh, based on Esed Dechalai Sesei. But Yerushalmi says, we shouldn't allow it, midrabbanan, gzeira kazai shvi'i not to kazai sheni. And Rabbi Yosef Engel thinks that we shouldn't pass him like that, Yerushalmi. Even Gezai Sheni would also be Mutter because Gezai Sheni is a Hemshech of Gezai Shvishin. Gemara Bia is a Hemshech of Tchilas Bia. Bia Shnia is not a Hemshech of Bia Rishayna. It's a different Pu'ula. But the next Gezaiis is a Hemshech of the first Gezaiis. Like the Gemara Bia is a Hemshech of the Tchilas Bia. So he says he thinks that that's the Pshat. Some of the Rishaynim learned that according to the first opinion in the Gemara there, the Habamin in the first opinion, in the Gemara in Chulan, the Perikol Kisi Adam, it would even be mutter to violate an Issa deraisa to do the kisei adam. Once you had a heter to do the shechita, shecht and l'chayla b'shabbos, so not only is the heter on the shechita, which is the haschala, the heter even goes on the gemar. The kisei adam is considered the gemar of the shechita.
Did you say that it would be better to shecht the behema than shecht chayla?
An interesting idea. So you'll do less malachas. Should be. Limaskana, we pass the whole thing as asa, even by Chayav Yov. But according to Rav Amin, it should have been like that.
According to Tosis, this would only apply if the woman is of childbearing age. If she's a Zakena, it wouldn't apply. Rav Yosef Engel is more inclusive.
That's right. That's right. The Rashba Svara, the Rashba Tosis says even Zerek Tchilas Biotik Marbet, but the Rashba Svara is only if the woman is still of age that she can have children. That what? I don't know. Questionable, yeah. I mean, even though Rov Simon is good enough, but if you continue to shech the miut basra of the Simon Kama, that's a suffix in the Gemara. Shia b'miut basra, shah b'miut simon amahu. It's related. It's a related case, right? A related case. So let's go back again. So we had on the bottom of Chof and Menal, the Gemara had two drushes from two psukim. The last two lines were the drushim, lo yach b'tzvish l'kacha sasivim toy, achofetz miyabim. If they agree, they should do yibim. If they don't both agree, you have to do chalitza. So the mashmah says, only kol she'ed aliyah ma'ed chalitza, if she's ain't aliyah, ma'ed ala chalitza. That's on the one hand. That's how we knew that chaybi krisis don't need chalitza. That was, it says, gimel amad aleph. The opening Mishnah says that chamesh esri noshim ala chaybi krisis, the pturis mena chalitza mena yibim. Why pturis mena chalitza? Pturis mena yibim, we understand. Why the pturis mena chalitza? The answer is, kol she'en aliyah mena ala chalitza. Then on the other hand, the Gemara had the other drasha, the word yivimto is miyuter in the pasuk. Well, also yivimto ashar, we're talking about the yivimto. So the yivimto means there's a yesh lecha yivama acheres, there's a unique situation of a yivama, she's oyla lachalitza bein oyla liyibim. An exception to the rule. The rule is usually kol she'en ala yimen ala chalitza. There is an exception to the rule. So at one point, Rabbi thought on the third line, third wide line, and chaf amibes hoder amar Rabbi v'teimer Ravashi that chayvi lavin are not allowed to have yibum in a Torah because it's eser dechal eser, but epshel lekaim shneim. There's no tchia. Then the Gemara proves that it's wrong. If min haTorah there's no yibum by all the chayvi lavin, how can it say in bo'alukonu? It's an isa koris. It can't be. So it's a ray min haTorah. It's mutter, and it's a ray that is other pshat is kosher. The ray of the pshat is that it's only min derabbanan. Zer birishayna ought to be a shnia. So you're left back with the pasuk. Who? Which case is the exception to the rule? Yesh lich yivam acheres shoyel al chalitz bein elim. Who is that referring to? The Gemara says no. I need that drasha for the case of the chayvi lavin v'yesei. If she's a Yavama, what's the case? The Kain Gadol's brother died. And the brother was married to his wife for many years. So the brother dies, he had no children. And now the Kain Gadol question, should the Kain Gadol do Yibum? So the Gemara says, he's not allowed to do Yibum in HaTorah because the Yavama, the Almana, is an Isar Almana L'Kain Gadol, and she's also Be'ula L'Kain Gadol. If she would have been an Almana min her Erisin, it would have only been a Lav. L'Kain Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana as a Lav, but if she's an Almana min HaNisuin, they were living together for a long time, not only is she an Almana, she's a Be'ula. So, Kim B'sula Mi'am of Yikachisha. So the din is, Ese Docha Loisese, the Ese of Yibum, Kim Docha de Loisese, of Almana L'Kain Gadol, but it can't be Decha Lo Yisese V'yese. That's what we had in the first parak. Ein Ese Decha Lo Yisese V'yese. So in that case of Almana Min Anisuin L'Kain Gadol, that Min Atari she's Ein Ola L'Yibum, that's when you need a pasuk that she's Ola L'Chalitza. That's the pasuk. Yivimto, the word Yivimto is Miyuter. In Tamadami Yivimto, the word is not needed for that pasuk. It's talking about Yivimto the whole time. Shada lachalitz beinolo leibum beizu. It's not chayvi lavin. It does not chayvi lavin. It's minatora misyabemis. Our right says in boalukonu must be referred to chayvi lavin viyase. If it's an amana minanisu and chayvi lavin viyase. So that's the question. This is really true, that the need for chalitz is minatora by chayvi lavin viyase. So the Meiri has two opinions. He calls one opinion that the whole need for chalitza, in that case of an amana min anisu, and the whole chalitza only by the rabbanon. But the Torah Taka don't need any chalitza. That's a wild shita. That's a wild shita. The pashtus in the Gemara is that it's a drasha gemara. That it's a drasha gemara that you need chalitza min atara. It's not just needed by the rabbanon. I hakam. It's not. Why do we say it's an exception to the rule? Why isn't the government with the rule of im lo yachbet zvish lekachas hasivim ta'achof itz miyabim kol oyle liyim ola chalitza v'kol shen oyle liyim ola chalitza? Since she's not oyle liyim in a Torah, because they know sedach alo says to the essay, so why don't you say she's not oyle ola chalitza? So the Gemara explained why. The Gemara says, umay rois, the last line, going over to umay rois, how did you decide where the rule applies and where is the exception to the rule? How did you decide that the chai decreases are governed with the rule? That ein oyle liyim ein ola chalitza, there's no chalitza at all. But if it's a chai v'lav in the essay, even though it's ein oyle liyim min ha-Torah, but it is oyle l'chalitza min ha-Torah. That's the poshim shayin. It is oyle l'chalitza. Not like that one opinion in the Meiri. Meiri always has a collection of unusual opinions. So the pashtus is that it's that case, chai v'lav in the essay, you need chalitza min ha-Torah. Why is that? So the Gemara asks, my rois, and the Gemara, mistavra on the top of on the base, chavi lavin tafsibu kiddushin, the chavi krisis la tafsibu kiddushin. One is much more chomer than the other. True, in both cases, both by chavi krisis and by chavi lavin the essay, there's no yibum because number one, ein essay dachal assessi yishibu koris, and number two, ein essay dachal assessi the essay. So in a Torah, both of them are not misyabim. Midiraisa, you're not allowed to do yibum on either. But there's still a difference. The chavi krisis is much more chomer. It's ain't kiddushin tofsin the chayvi krisis. Chayvi lavna yesay, kiddushin not tofsin. So Gemara says, therefore, we know which case is governed by the rule and which case is governed by the exception to the rule. That's the maskana sagemara. That's the poshib shat, the maskana sagemara. That's what it sounds like. In Chavi Lavin V'yesei, you have a Zika that's only for the Chalitza. There's no Zika for Yibam at all. And the simple reading in the Gemara, if it'll be a Chavi Lavin V'yesei, in Bolu Loikonu. That's the simple reading in the Gemara. The Rambam is against the Gemara. The Rambam says, by the Chavi Lavin V'yesei, by the Almona Menani Suin. So the Rambam says, you're not allowed to do Yibam, V'im Bolu Konu. It's against the Gemara. Gemara Beferish. In Bo'alu Kano is because Menatara there is Yibum. If it would be Menatara, there's no Yibum, how can it be in Bo'alu Kano? That's the Gemara's argument here, Achof on the base. And it's the argument on the top of Chof Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara says it twice. So the Rambam is against the Gemara. That's the problem. The Rambam says again, by Chai Belav in the essay, by Amona, Menani Suin, the Kain Godel, the surviving brother is a Kain Godel. And the brother who died was married. He just died, so his wife became an almana, and she's been living with her husband for the longest time. They had never had any children. So she's an almana, min anisun, she's both a ba'ula and an almana, so it's chai v'lav in the essay. So the Gemara is mashma, ein esed dechal esese v'yesei, so in bodu loikonu, since there's no heter at all to perform yibum, so in bodu you're not kind. And the Rambam writes not so. So that's a pella, so the Nadi Behuda, in his chuvis, has a letter that his son-in-law wrote to Faren for the Shvera Rambam. He can Faren for all you want, it's still going to be against the Gemara. Still going to be against the Gemara. So he says, what's the din when you have Ein Esed Dechal Oisese V'yese? The din is Esed Dechal Oisese. But Ein Esed Dechal Oisese V'yese, why not? Why is Ein Esed Dechal Oisese V'yese? So there's a Gemara, the last Omid Aleph in Chulin. Chulin ends on Omid Beis, the last daf in Chulin and the last Amud Aleph, before you get to the last page, the penultimate page in the Maseches Chulin, that says, Ein Eser Dachal Asesi Esi, because Mayul Mehai Esi Mehai Esi. Why should this Esi be Dachal the other Esi? So on that daf, on the last daf in Chulin, there's a Taisus. Taisus is in Kiddushin also on the first parak. When you have a case, Ein Eser Dachal Asesi Esi, so maybe the pshat is the Esi is Dachal the Lois Esi, but the Esi can be Dachal the Esi. Mayul Mehai Esi Mehai Esi. So if that's, so the Nadi Behuda Sanala writes, by the Almana Lekain Godol, the mitzvah of Yibum is Deicha de Lois Esei of Almana. But the Esei of Yibum cannot be Deicha de Esei of Kim Sulam Yam of Yikachisha. Mayolme Hai Esei, Mai Esei. Mayolme means I don't know whether this Esei is strong or that Esei is strong. So look, Hatchila Mayolme, so you shouldn't do it. But the Yebet, if you went ahead and you did the Yibum, so I'll say, Faket, Mayolme Hai Esei, Mai Esei. You don't know. So maybe in Bualu Konum. That's how the son of the Nadi Yehuda explains. So he says this really depends on the two opinions in the Tosa and the last daf in Chulin. When you have Ein Eser Decha Loisese V'Esei, doesn't mean the Esei is Decha De Loisese. And if you'll go ahead and you'll do the Esei, you won't get Malkus. Because the Esei was Decha De Loisese. Just that it can't be Decha De Esei because Mayol Mehai Esei Mehai Esei. Or maybe I should say no. That's two opinions in Tosa. Maybe I should say, when you have a lois essay, the essay is mechazik, the lois essay. So the essay adachi can't even knock off the lois essay. So if you go ahead and you do it, then you'll be in violation of the lois essay also. Then you will get Malkus. So that's 2 days in Taisvis, no? That's 2 days in Taisvis. They're commenting on the last daf in Kiddushin, but the Taisvis, on the last daf in Chulin, but that Taisvis is in the first perik in Kiddushin. Where is that? When the Mishnah talks about its assessor Shaloi Hazman Grama here. Lamedala Ramanalaf Taisim Diba Maschal Make. That's a famous Taisis. Lamedala Ramanalaf in Kiddush and Diba Maschal Make. So Taisis has 2 days about that. So that's where the Nadi Behuda's son in law is Miyashiv the Rambam. The Rambam is against the Gemara. The Rambam is against the Gemara. But he says maybe that's the Yishuv on the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam is basing his comments on the Gemara, the last daf in Chulin, that essay can be Dechel Esse, the essay. Essay is Dechel Esse, it just can be Dechel Esse, because Mayol Mehai Esse, Mehai Esse. So it's a tug of war. So Lachatchila shouldn't do the essay, because you don't know which is stronger. But yeah, but if you did it, then you say you were kind of, because Mayol Mehai Esse. Why should I think this essay is stronger than the other one? Maybe the essay was stronger. We don't know which one is stronger. Mayol Mehai. It's a Harifus.
What would you say that Ram's own sheet is that that Zika's Yibum is Talayan Zika's Kiddushin. So if there is Zika's Kiddushin here, so then there should logically be Zika's Yibum also.
There should be Zika le Chalitza. There should be Zika le Chalitza, but there shouldn't be Zika le Yibum, because Ein Eser Dachal Esei Esei V'Esei.
But Kiddushin would be Tofis, though.
Kiddushin would be Tofis. He wouldn't be allowed to live with her, though.
Okay. Should be any lot.
Right.
So the same way Kiddushin is Toface, so Yibum is Toface by Rigli Rabin. So it's also true, the same way Kiddushin is Toface by
Rabin,
so
he's saying like this, when the Gemara gives the answer on the top of Chofim Abayis, the top line, Gemara asks on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Umay Rois, how did you decide what case is governed by the rule, which case is governed by the exception to the rule? So Gemara says, Umay Rois, the answer is Mistavro. Because Bechabi Lavin Kiddushin Atovs and Bechabi Krisis Kiddushin Anatovs, and this is more Chomer than that. So by the Yisr Chomer Bechabi Krisis is the rule. And Bechabi Lavin, that's the exception to the rule. So the Rambam learned a little more than that. Not just this is Chomer and this is Kal, and therefore that's the rule and this is the exception to the Rambam learns this is the Vart. When it's in Kiddushin Tovson, so you can't have any Zika. When it's Kiddushin Tovson, so it's possible to have Zika. Zika is a form of issues. Whatever, it's in Kiddushin Tovson, so there can't be any Zika. That's the Avdei Miluim pointed out. That was a machlokes, the Rambam and Tosfos, how to understand this line in the Gemara. So you're saying, according to the Rambam, since Kiddushin Atovsin by the Almana Lekoin Gadol, even though Ein Eser Dachal Esei V'Esei, but Kiddushin Atovsin, so therefore this is Zika. So therefore the din should be then Bo'alu Konam. Yeah, that's shot, but it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says in Bo'alu Konam was only. The bottom line, it was muta halacha lemaisa to do the yibum. It was mutam in HaTorah. But the Gemara seems to say if it's awesome in HaTorah to do the Yibum, then it would appear from the Gemara that you're not kaina. That's the problem. It would appear that you're not kaina. Anyway, that's the famous Shvera Rambam. The Rambam writes by the Almana Lekain Gadol, if he's Boa Leho, he's kaina her, and he has to give her a get. And that's what they all ask. How does he read the Gemara? Let me just mention what we have to discuss for tomorrow. The Gemara assumes on our daf, Omer Aleph, Omer Beis, the whole time, Esed Decha Lo Sese applies by Yibum, by Echad Elavim. So the question is, does the mitzvah of Yibum apply only to the Yavam, or does it apply also to the Yavama? Are they both obligated to perform the mitzvah of Yibum, only the Yavam? So if it only applies to the Yavam, not to the Yavama, so how can they say Esed Decha Lo Sese? But what's going to be Decha for her? So there's a Taisus in Bava Basra, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, but Taisus says that Piruv Rivi only applies to the man, not to the woman, so that's why you can't say Esed Decha Lo Sese, that a man should be allowed to marry Ishu Hasura Loi, because there isn't going to be any Esed Decha Lo Sese for the girl. It'll only be for the man. So how did Taisus read our Gemara? That's Rabbi Chana Vassaman talks about that. So we'll start from that tomorrow. Okay?